Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. getdavidgetpaid.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Well, welcome in, and I feel like a complete horse's ass. I have to apologize, Jeremy Otto. I had no idea. So he looked like he was working at Smart Tech from 40-year-old Virgin. I was like, Jeremy, can you turn on that Michael McDonald for everybody? Because he was like so like properly attired in khakis and his little polo, and I'm like, yeah, Jeremy normally is in here in like, you know, jeans and a sweatshirt, or he loves his logo gear, all sports things all the time. Come to find out, poor Jeremy, well, listen, there's a reason I'm dressed this way. And I go, oh, hell, tell me somebody died. I really feel bad now. Guy had a pipe blow up in his house. He can't wash nothing. So he's reached the Smart Tech or Geek Squad portion of the closet. But I feel terrible, and I want to offer a public apology to Jeremy Otto.
And there you are, just laughing away at him. Just, oh, what are you dressed like? You're going to Best Buy over here.
How was I supposed to know this? It was just an outlandish wardrobe choice by him. And I'm like, hey, Jeremy, turn on OMOB again, will you please?
He did fix my laptop before the show.
Okay. So I wanted to, at 2:02 in the afternoon, offer a very public apology to Jeremy Otto.
I'm going to kill somebody.
I'm going to kill somebody. And by the way, that is bar none one of the worst things that can happen to your home. Water, it kills everything. That is, I'm so sorry.
Preach to the choir.
Right? Well, yeah, your family from being from Louisiana.
Oh, no. Just my old place flooded.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, okay.
Hey, it's day after Christmas. Ring, ring. You may want to get home.
You want to make fun of some more people, Mike? Go ahead.
Your place is underwater.
No, I just want to say this. 2 o'clock is dedicated to Jeremy Otto. Because I feel so bad. He's such a nice man. Let's get into the show, shall we? In memoriam of Jeremy Otto. He's not dead. What did I just say?
Come on. It's just his house has some water. You're killing him, man.
David, let's cue the open. Take two.
Can we start over, please? Okay. We're going to start with something way off the wall. Yes, we're going to get to a little bit of Tiger talk later. We also have a number of kind of one-offs in the world of sports. We also have a situation we got to solve for Kenny involving this fake, contrived Hallmark holiday people are celebrating today. But I wanted to begin with this. We are going to make the Four Nations face-off great again because there is a real divide here. Like the hockey elite are really into this. Kenny is really into it. A couple of guys I know, super hockey fan, they are really into it. The problem, I think the rest of humanity is like, I don't even know what you're talking about. So last night, Team USA played, and they dropped a bomb on Finland, and Kenny's all amped up, and I started talking to Kenny before the show, and I go, okay, here's the deal. The NFL's done. Baseball, it's nonsense. I mean, they're throwing the ball back and forth at spring training right now. The whole roster hasn't even reported. Right,
pitchers and catchers.
Right. Basketball, forget it. We just got done harpooning the NBA as a league that's unwatchable.
Yeah, and you know, we may owe something to Kenny because the All-Star Game format, Doug was trying to explain it to me in Crosstalk. I was like, what?
What league? NHL or?
No, NBA.
Oh, I mean, that's been dead for years to
me. No, but it's like they're playing like some four-game. I'll explain it later. Go ahead.
The question I had is, how do we make the Four Nations face-off great again? And by great again, I just mean great for the first time. Because All-Star games are terrible. I just think in 2025, it's a dead concept. The innocence we once had with sports and the athletes caring about being an All-Star, I'm not disrespecting it. It's just they make too much money. They don't care. They have become commodities. They're not even players anymore. They are essentially Fortune 500 companies. So All-Star games don't work. Now, I used to love NHL skills competition. Mike Gartner skating around the ice, Al Iafrady with his pork chop comb over, hardest shot competition.
Al MacInnis with his hardest shot.
Vladimir Malikov. Oh. But yet, look, that's dead. So Kenny has this event, and I'm going, okay, now this could be something we get into. But first of all, who the hell's paying attention for 9-10 days? Not me. Then you factor in, they forgot the biggest team they needed in this.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else. They forgot.
Go ahead. Oh, to name the trophy? That's a bit of an oversight. But Kenny, talk to me. Now, I've listed some suggestions on here, and if you want to read them, you're welcome to. It's just more.
Oh, geez. You added more since I looked last. Loser gets in prison at Gitmo. I don't think, Mike. I don't think that's a.
No?
Like Sweden is stuck in Gitmo.
Why are you
here?
I want
real table stakes here.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Losers, passports are shredded. You never get to return home. All right.
Why are you in here? Well, we lost to hockey.
Hey, you doing a bid? Yeah, we lost to Four Nations. Kenny, how do we make this event? Like, what will make this something the NHL could do every year? Something that would make it where fringe people, non-hockey elite, would go, you know what? Cool concept. I don't have to invest a ton of time. Let's get involved. Take me through this.
So what I'm looking at is an event that the players actually care about, which when we're talking about All-Star games, you look at the Pro Bowl, you look at the NBA, you look at baseball, every single league, nobody cares. And oftentimes players either don't try or they opt out entirely. Like baseball, like the home run derby, that used to be sweet. Half the guys that you want to see opt out. That sucks. In this specific event, all the players actually try. They actually really, really try. They care. To them, this is a playoff game.
Truth.
Every single one of them. So that makes this inherently the best All-Star thing that could be possible.
You don't want to be stuck at Gitmo.
You don't.
You gotta care.
You don't want to be stuck at Gitmo. But you could fix this by shortening it to a weekend.
Waterboarding.
What? So you're saying an extended weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yep.
Double headers.
Yep.
Stagger the action.
Yep. If you stagger the action, you double header it.
I'm going to agree with that.
Couple of games a day. That way, on like a Thursday, you could have like flip on 1 o'clock, you have a game on. You flip another one on at 7 o'clock or 4 o'clock. You could even do three in a day because you need to get three games for each team. You could do a game for each team a day. And skip it, have a day off in the middle somewhere, do the final on Sunday.
See, Kenny, I'm going to say up until the NFL goes to 20 games, you could even have the final game on President's Day on that Monday.
You could. The way that I look at it is great action. Just stagger it to a weekend because, Mike, you're right when you say it's 9 days.
It's too much.
That's way too much. For four teams.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, if it was 18.
And it's the wrong four.
It is four of the right teams. It's just not the four teams that you
look. If you want drama, I'm sorry, but if you want fringe fun when it comes to hockey, you got to get the Russians in this thing. You just have to. I don't care if nobody likes them. You have to. It's got to happen.
But see, that's why you need them.
They're the third most hockey producing nation that there is outside of US and Canada. You need them.
You do, and it also creates a drama. I think it's a chance to see players who candidly probably aren't allowed to be here for fear of reprisal, and it just adds some drama. I'm not trying to be rude, but Finland hit the bricks. You can keep Sweden because they're elite. You can keep the U.S., Canada. We got to get Russia in this thing.
No, I'm completely with you. I think if you combine the two of let's shorten this to 4 days instead of 9 days, and you add the third most hockey-producing country, now we're talking about something.
And name the trophy.
Yeah, and yes. Name it after a person. Name it after, name it after Gitmo, for all I care. I don't care.
The Guantanamo Cup.
The Guantanamo Cup.
Could you imagine?
No.
The loser skates off the ice. The locker room is already on an 18-wheeler. It's
also
done.
Also, waterboarding was not on my bingo board.
No, it was not.
The conversation.
So, listen, I want to ask the people, did you watch the USA game last night, the Four Nations? How do we make this thing where you can actually build upon it? Because I'm with Rico on this. You and I used to love NBA All-Star Weekend. I won't watch a singular second of it. It's just played out. I don't think All-Star Games have a role in our life anymore. I think people have changed. The game has changed. And look,
if they don't want to play in the regular season, what makes me think they want to play in an All-Star game?
Hit the bell, please. Thank you. I can leave. I won't make a more
you
salient
left. You should have left earlier today.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Let's get started. And if you enjoyed Four Nations or Foreign Diplomat, we're doing that at 2:30.
We'll do it again?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I commissioned Kenny.
Okay.
I told him, name your price. Design another version of that game today.
Player or politician?
We have to. It's too good. So we'll get with some of the people. I want to hear from the ticket techs. Need to condense it to four games. You got to get Russia in this thing. You got to name your trophy. You could avoid the suggestions I have where losers lose their citizenship and don't get to go home. I just want drama. I need sports that matter in a sea of winter sports that the regular seasons, candidly, don't matter.
Put the guillotine right there behind
Wow. We're going back to 1300.
Right there behind the goal.
Team France has entered the chat.
You don't score here? Well, line up there.
Wow. Miss a penalty shot? Dead. It's like the Stoney song we started with, Lenny.
Right,
dead.
Chopping off hands.
Wow. What is that, Hammurabi's code? Right. David's got the whole rule book.
You missed that breakaway? Come here.
Here's Kathy Bates to smash your leg. 248-539-9797.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.